Imagine a television show that's a cross between The Office and Ghost Hunters. Well, that's what And Beyond is. The show is the brainchild of a group of Boise State University students. Take a listen.
You're late.
Had to stop to get Alex coffee.
Terrific. Did you get your ears pierced at the mall, too? Forget it. I've got applications for the intern. I'll choose one next week. Any new business?
I went on a date last night with a girl, and she stayed all the way through dinner. I feel like that's new business.
It's not.
It smells like cotton candy and burnt hair in here.
That's Barry. He's working on a new vape flavor. It's called Freak Show, and it's disgusting. Moving on. If we're going to get this show any traction, I think we need to start focusing on filming episodes that are actually good.
Wow, I take offense to that. What about the episode at the old governor's mansion?
Do you mean the episode I had to film because Brett broke his leg trying to kick trees like Jean-Claude Van Damme in Bloodsport?
Kickboxer. Totally unrealistic.
Oh, you were doing great. Until you got food poisoning from the Sloppy Joes we had at dinner that night and started throwing up.
And?
Oh, and eventually slipped in the throw-up and separated your shoulder.
I still can't lift anything over 10 pounds.
And that was a clip from the pilot episode of And Beyond. It was a morning meeting that they were having at their office. Sound like any of your morning meetings? This three-part television show is part of Boise State University's Narrative Television Initiative, which started 3 years ago. The goal is simple: allow students to participate in television production from conception to broadcast. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this is the initiative director, Ryan Cannon, and Ben Whelan, a recent Boise State University graduate who participated in the show's very first season. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Ryan, I want to start with you. Tell me about the initiative itself, how it started. And I think, wasn't it based upon another program at another university?
Yeah, in part. I went to the University of Texas, Austin for my graduate work, and they have a program called the UTFI, which is the University of Texas Film Institute. And essentially, I mean, it's a lot like what we've tried to build here, where it's a segmented approach to stakes-driven production. I mean, borrowing from the adage, learn by doing, essentially that's what we're trying to create as an experiential learning project. Some of the main differences is that the UTFI focused on feature-length films. Mm. And given we're in a bit of a golden age of television and how television production is a little more achievable in terms of production and expense. Mm-hmm. So we've retailored and retooled a little bit what they did there into our narrative television initiative, where it's structured over 4 semesters. Students can kind of come into the process wherever their expertise fits. And hopefully we start with nothing and we end with a show by the end of the 4 semesters.
And Ben, what was it like for you to be a part of this production?
Oh, it was the most valuable experience that I had at Boise State by far. It took place over the course of 4 semesters. And so I got in there kind of as a creative writing, you know, English major at the time when those two programs were together. And then once pre-production came, I had some experience in audio engineering, and so I was actually able to stay on the crew and participate in that process. And so just, you know, between networking, meeting a whole new group of friends, you know, that I still talk to today, and then just, you know, kind of understanding the sheer amount of work that it takes to produce even just 3 episodes of television. It was, I think, the most valuable experience I had.
And Ryan, I would say that this goes back to that idea of learning by doing versus just sitting in that classroom space where there is value in that. But this goes back to that. I mean, this is all hands on.
Yeah, and I think it's really eye-opening to students when they come into, and it's not just their project anymore, but there is a lot of heft. There's a lot of, a lot of work previously that's gone into it, and they're contributing to a larger vision. And in many ways, that's just what it looks to work as a professional. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're rarely, in some cases, you know, and students are still making their own films, but when you go out into the industry, you're going to be tasked with working on other projects and collaborating and building up someone else's vision or contributing your vision to that. And so that's, you know, a big part of what we're hoping we are accomplishing and will continue to accomplish with the initiative.
And how will this initiative fit into the new undergraduate degree, which I believe is TV and film arts?
Film and television arts, yeah. It's a core component. So for our new BFA degree that just started this year, students are required to take three of the different four semesters, and they can do that at any stage in their undergraduate career. But it's a pretty core component. I mean, we expect students to go through this and know the process inside and out. So when they're working on their own capstone films, I think it elevates overall what students are capable of by kind of seeing a process go from start to finish, and also working at the shoulder of local professionals, mm-hmm. regional professionals, and faculty, and really kind of seeing how this works. Then they can go back to their own work, or even when they graduate, and put that into practice.
And there were three episodes that you worked on, Ben. That was the first season. Those all premiered at the Egyptian Theater in Boise. Mm-hmm. And very quickly, tell me about the second season, because that's starting.
Well, it's a whole new show, actually.
Oh.
So, yeah, and this is student-driven. So the first show, And Beyond, was written. It was created by two graduate students in the MFA Creative Writing Program, Nolan Turner and Jackie Olson. And Nolan carried on with the show and really, you know, retooled and wrote all three of the episodes. And we have a whole new writer's room, actually, right now. They're working on three different shows. It's being taught by Brady Udall. And we don't know what they're going to come up with.
So we just have to wait and see.
Yeah, and I'm excited to see what they're in there working on. Yeah.
Well, I want to thank both of you for coming in today. Ryan Cannon, filmmaker and assistant professor in the Department of Communication at Boise State. Ben Whelan is a recent Boise State grad who worked on And Beyond's first season. Thank you so much for coming in and talking about this.
Thank you.
Thank you.